all over the United States, they have senior games, and almost every sport is involved in that. I'm playing in the basketball in Florida, and about 7 or 8 years ago, I joined a team that's based in Louisiana, and they're just a wonderful bunch of ladies. In fact, you can get to meet them. The people in Florida are going to be invited to the premier viewing of a feature film documentary about our team and other senior athletes, some amazing people, a 100-year-old tennis player, a couple of 90-year-old swimmers, and 89-year-old pole vaulter. It's an amazing documentary, and it's very well done. And this is going to be showing at the Strass Center for Performing Arts in Tampa, and it's on March the 21st.
Obviously, people all over the place of all ages play sports. What's the significance of this particular league?
It's amazing the number of people that are still fit in their 80s and their 90s and enjoying life and looking forward to the next tournament and looking forward to turning 5 years older because they can play in another age division. It really keeps us going, and we'd like to encourage other people to take advantage of this too. They can just go and look up Good Life Games on their computer and find out how to play in the Tampa area and get into one of these activities.
You guys are kind of breaking a stereotype of people who are, you know, 60 and older, typically not viewed as being particularly active. I mean, do you aim to sort of break that stereotype and encourage people to stay active as long as they can?
Right. We'd like to think of ourselves as role models for people who are enjoying life in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. And beyond. We just we have such a good time and have such fun together. We'd like to encourage people to take supplements, to give their bodies what they need, and we eat healthy, and we live healthy, and we laugh a lot. When our team's together, you can hear us halfway across the airport because we're just a fun bunch of ladies.